The nominations for all 24 Oscar categories were announced this morning at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in Beverly Hills. And NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is there in the thick of it, by the way. Good morning, Mandalit.
Good morning. Yes, amongst all the journalists from around the world.
Right. So let us start with what movie, you know, came out the best this morning.
Well, looking purely at the numbers, Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, as it's called, got 9 nominations, including one for Michael Keaton as Best Actor. Now, you'll remember Michael Keaton years ago played Batman, and in this movie, he portrays an aging actor who once played a superhero known as Birdman. This is from the trailer.
We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
Who was this guy?
He used to be Birdman.
I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Absolutely not. That's why 20 years ago I said no to Birdman 4.
All right, so Birdman, what else?
Another movie that got 9 nominations was The Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson's comedy. Also nominated for Best Picture was American Sniper, produced by Clint Eastwood. And Whiplash, The Imitation Game, The Theory of Everything, Selma, and Boyhood, Richard Linklater's ambitious film, which was made bit by bit over 12 years. We watched the actors Ellar Coltrane and Linklater's daughter Lorelai grow up on screen. Ethan Hawke plays their father and Patricia Arquette their mother. They were both nominated for Best Actors this morning. And from the beginning of the movie, these two characters are split up. And here's a clip from the movie in which Arquette talks to her son about why she remarried.
Why'd you even marry him? Such a jerk.
Well, Bill has his good qualities. You know, nobody's perfect. And now we have a family.
You already had a family.
Okay, so Boyhood up for Best Picture. In other words, in terms of who was nominated among the actors and actresses, you spoke of a couple.
Right.
But tell us some of the other highlights.
Here are some other ones. Benedict Cumberbatch, who's been in just about everything these days, he was nominated for his role in The Imitation Game. Eddie Redmayne, who plays Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. And in terms of actresses, perennial Oscar winner Meryl Streep was nominated for her role in the musical Into the Woods. She's up against Marianne Cotillard in 2 Days, 1 Night, Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything, Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl, Reese Witherspoon in Wild, and Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Now, Julianne Moore is considered to be the favorite in that category.
And, you know, finally, Mandalit, it's always worth mentioning who did not get nominated. It's interesting and sometimes sad. The snubs.
Well, Renee, everything is not awesome for the Lego movie, which did not get nominated for Best Animated Feature, despite being both a critical and commercial success. Author Gillian Flynn did not get nominated for adapting her best-selling thriller Gone Girl into a screenplay. Jennifer Aniston got snubbed for her role in the movie Cake. And perhaps most noteworthy is the movie Selma. This is a clip from the movie.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help.
Dr. King, this thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Selma it is.
Now, while Selma did get a Best Picture nomination, the director, Ava DuVernay, would have been the first African-American woman to be nominated, but she was not, and neither was the star of the film, David Oyelowo. It seemed like the Academy might have been moving in the direction of being more inclusive after 12 Years a Slave was nominated for 9 Oscars last year. It ultimately won 3. But this year, you don't see diversity as perhaps being something the Academy voters are thinking about. Renee, also interesting to consider that against the backdrop of a lot of news that's happening around the country over the past year.
And that's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco with this year's Oscar nominations announced this morning in Beverly Hills. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.